Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to have you here today, and yesterday we connected Ephesians chapter 5 to Genesis chapter 3 as we continue to learn how Jesus Christ redeems the estate of women married to husbands who rule over them with a kind of dictatorial attitude. When God meets Eve in the Garden of Eden after she has sinned, the Lord says to her, "Your husband will rule over you." Sin has consequence, and the relationship between Eve and Adam has now been ruined. Where there was once a true, loving partnership, a mutual submission of one to the other and both to God, there is now Adam ruling over Eve as they shelter themselves against God. And in this same sin-sick world in which we now live and in which we are married, there are still wives, women who experience the impact of a marriage in which your husband rules you in a way that is cruel, harsh, and even abusive. You are totally dispirited by this. You do not see a way out. You feel trapped. You feel too weak to do anything about it, so you let him have his way. That is just easier than standing up to your husband. Or you are such a husband. Well, whoever you are, I have wanted you to hear what God says to you through the Bible. There is sin, but there is the Savior. Friends, Jesus Christ has come to save us from our sin. Jesus Christ has come to redeem husbands and wives, to restore marriages to God's perfect design and intention. I bring you a message of great hope at this hour. For all who feel hopeless, this message is for you. There will be those husbands within the sound of my voice. There are those of you who want to change. You regret how you have treated your wife and your children. Maybe you have recently come under conviction for this. And yet, you just do not know how to change your behavior. You would agree that something must change, but as to how to change, you are struggling with this. After all, you feel so much pressure at work, at home, pressure from friends and enemies, and pressure in parenting. At the end of the day, when you finally get home, all you want to do is slip into your favorite chair, have a drink, and let the pressures briefly slip away. But then the demands of the home hit you, and you react in anger, in resentment, in a defensive way. Do you lose your temper? On top of this, you have no role model. You hear me talk on this broadcast or podcast, and I make you feel like everything should be just so simple and perfect if only we obey God and do what the Bible says to do. But you do not even know where to begin. There is no one local, no one you can reach out to nearby who is loving his wife, serving her, meeting her needs. You literally do not know of one good marriage. A lot of your buddies are divorced. Hey, at least you are still married, right? You certainly cannot learn anything about how to treat your wife from your dad. He was a complete failure. Your mom suffered miserably under his rule. So you hear the teaching, you even agree with it in principle, but you do not know how to practice what you hear preached. Let me say two things about this, which I trust will be of practical help to you. First, you and I cannot be the husbands God commands us to be for our wives if we try this all in our own strength, our competency, or our willpower. Telling yourself on the drive home from work, "Now remember, when you walk through that door, do not be such a jerk." That little pep talk, it will not work. Who you need is Christ. You require his power in order for you to change. Spend time working out your vertical relationship with Jesus first, and then as you work out your horizontal relationships with your wife and children, your family. Are you a genuine, real Christian man? I did not say a religious man. I did not say you go to church regularly. I said a genuine Christian. Do you love and obey Christ? If not, start there. By even the tiniest, just the smallest seed of faith within your spirit, pray to God. A simple prayer will do, and tell Him, I want Christ in my life. Watch and see how God answers your prayer. Second, get a hold of your Bible and read along with us Genesis and these other passages we are looking at, like last time in Ephesians and soon in Colossians. Read these for yourself and then do what God asks you to do. Do not allow yourself to become immobilized because you will not do it perfectly. Start somewhere. For example, yesterday the scripture spoke of loving your wife as you love yourself. How about this? The next time you go out to do something for yourself, do something for your wife instead. That is very practical. Are you going to buy yourself something a little special? Deny yourself. Swing the car around to your wife's favorite shop and buy her what she likes. Bring it home and let her know you were thinking of her. Yes, she might well faint. She might accuse you of some alternative motive. But realize, she does this because you have been selfishly distant for so long that she got used to you being that way. Give your wife space, time, and be patient. Give her time to digest the changes that are taking place within you. That's just an idea. My first main point of practice is this. Believe in Christ, read the Bible, and do what God says to do. And then second, it is time for you to finally write to me. Yes, yours truly. You say you have no one to help or to mentor you towards change. That's why I am here. Kick the idea out of your mind this instant that he's too busy to hear from me. Or, I do not know this guy, so I am not exposing my personal life and my struggles to him. Or even, he's just saying this. He will never write back. And then, of course, the common excuse why I do not hear from you. I am too busy. I think of it when I hear God is, but when it ends, I never remember to write. Which of your fellow man is praying for you? Which is speaking truth into your life on a regular basis? Do you have another married friend who can say to you, as two friends would talking over a meal, this is how I have tried to love my wife. Let's try this. Silence your usual excuses. The time for change is now. Give up this rule you have had over your wife. Let Christ rule her. You learn to love and serve her. These addresses will be repeated later. The email is mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. And the mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Do not leave me hanging here. Write to me today, and I look forward to further conversation. We have three New Testament passages to look at as we consider the redemptive ministry of Christ in the relationship of wives to husbands who have been ruling them. The first we looked at last time, Ephesians 5, 22-33, and now the second is Colossians 3, 18-21, and especially verse 19. I am reading Colossians chapter 3, verses 18-21. Wives, be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be embittered against them. Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart. Here again is that same pattern the Apostle Paul uses. Wives, submit to your husbands. And there is a strong, clear message here for children. Are there any children listening today? You are to obey your parents in all things. Why? Because this is well-pleasing to the Lord. It pleases God for children to listen to their parents and to obey, rather than to fight against dad and mom. And do not get defensive, kids. There is also a word here for your father. Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart. Dads, how are you doing with this? Be gentle. Be an encouragement. Do not irritate. Do not frustrate your sons and daughters. And you already know the verse I am going to highlight. It is Colossians 3:19. Husbands, love your wives and do not be embittered against them. What does embittered mean? In the original Greek language, this reads, stop being bitter, or do not have the habit of being bitter. Husbands, do not be harsh, angry, bitter, and do not be resentful towards your wives. It is common in marriages for husbands to have had some bad experience with their wife. Maybe you feel you have been treated unjustly, and you have let that feeling fester inside. And now that has turned into full-blown bitterness. This strong emotion hangs over your relationship with your wife, and it is driving you to respond to her in a way that is hardly love, as prescribed by the Apostle Paul at the beginning of this verse. Your bitterness has taken away your love for your wife. Brother, if you are going to love, then you have to address the roots of bitterness that are growing inside your soul. According to God, love your wife. Do not be bitter. Invite the redemptive ministry of Jesus Christ into your soul and into the very fabric of your marriage. Ask Jesus for help with this. And reach out to a friend, a counselor, a pastor, again, myself. Be willing to dig up the roots of bitterness so that you will not rule your wife, but that you will love her. The emphasis again today is on loving our wives. Tomorrow, we will look at our third passage in the New Testament, and then we will move on. So join me then, for God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.